to SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump plans to award Charlie Kirk with the nation's highest civilian honor. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he believes the Russia-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50 to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. Mr. Trump posting on his social media site yesterday, NATO's commitment to winning the war, quote, has been less than 100%. A judge has released a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton.
Bolton was national security advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with the crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second term. Bernie Bennett reporting.
China has launched two probes targeting the U.S. semiconductor sector ahead of talks on trade in Spain. China's Minister of Commerce said the anti-dumping investigation will go into certain analog IC chips imported from the U.S. Ministry also announced an anti-discrimination probe into U.S. measures against China's chip sector. This is SRN News. As Americans become less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology, according to a recent Gallup poll. A May 2025 Pew Research poll found that close to a third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. In a new study published in the sociology journal Social Currents, researchers reveal that women, younger adults, and LGBT people were especially likely to look to the stars for guidance. The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Diocese has filed for bankruptcy in 2020 rather than hand out each abuse claim separately, which survivors say would allow the church to avoid facing tough questions in court. This is SRN News. Fans of Jane Austen celebrating the 250th anniversary of the beloved author's birth with costume balls and themed events. We get more on that story from correspondent Keith Peters.
This weekend, thousands of Austen devotees from all over the world are descending on Bath, England for a 10-day festival celebrating the author of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. The highlight is a Regency-costumed promenade expected to draw some 2,000 people. The popularity of Bridgerton has renewed interest in all things Regency and drawn in a new generation of fans. Many Janeites say they got huge enjoyment in making Austen's words and imageries come to life by making their own period dress and immersing themselves in historical dances. Keith Peters, Washington.
Amongst her six completed novels are Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice. This is SRN News.